You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
All things are possible, this is His word. Receive it, it is written for you. Believe in His promises, God can.
Welcome to Living the Abundant Life program. This is your host, Rachel McLean. Please join us at 201 Southwest Flagler Avenue, Stuart at 9:30 a.m. each Sunday morning. Call 772-220-0602 for more information about men's prayer, ladies' prayer, and midweek Bible studies. Watch our live stream at AbundantLifeStuart.com on Sunday mornings at 9:30 a.m. Our mailing address is Abundant Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1349, Stuart, Florida 34995. Join us as we go to a pre-recorded service with Pastor Jonathan McLean.
Abundant Life Ministries' new location is in the Wedgewood Commons Shopping Center, the Martin County Realtors Auditorium. The address is 3204 A Southeast Federal Highway, Stuart, Florida. Our service this morning will be at 9:30 a.m. Please join us as we go into a service, a message that was preached on February the 20th by Jose Cedeno, pastor of Abundant Life Assembly in Panama. The title of the message is Gaining Victory Over Satan by Breaking Every Curse.
You asking, well, what Brother Jose will come today with? This is a message I shared with the church in Panama many, many months ago, and I wanted to share with you guys. It's about the curses, the generational curses in our families. Do you know what your grandfather or your father living was? What kind of troubles he got with? What kind of things he did or she did? Your grandma, your mother, you know? And you don't know exactly how can that affect you. Well, in the Spanish countries, we have a lot of problems with witchcraft. Let's put it like that. Witchcraft is a big thing, but you guys in here in the United States don't look how too much that things. But it's in the world. It's the devil working against us. You think what Pastor Jonathan is going through is because he just happening? No. If the devil attack all leader, what happened to us? You scatter. What we want to do? Oh, pastor, no problem. I go find another church. That's easy. You see, you think what Rachel is going through is easy? No. When I got my knee, my injury, you have to depend for your wife to feed you, to comfort you, to let go when you get angry, when you get, you know, so disturbed because you don't know what to do. It's like, let's say the sister, when she got the message, she got Alzheimer's. You go home and, I don't know what to do. So the curses, generational curses or families can affecting us today, can affect your life. And you don't know. And I want to show you through the Bible, a couple of messages, that can happen, that can still happen with you because you had troubles with your finances, you had trouble with your kids, you had trouble with work, you had trouble with your husband, you had trouble with your wife, with your in working with your boss, and you blaming sometimes everybody, but the problem is not them, the problem is you. Serious. And we need to be aware. You know? We as a Christian, we became a Christian. We came to the Lord. And we say, well, all the things already passed. That's Corinthians 2 Corinthians 5, 17. But sometimes some things you have things behind you, bad habits, you know, cannot let it go. And you fight against those habits, those bad habits. If our pillows can talk, do you mind if your pillow can talk and you bring your pillow to the church and the pillow started, your pillow started to say, well, this guy is snoring, it's da 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 da, and the pillow started picking and you say, oh, shut up. Just. I want somebody to have an English Bible because I have my Spanish one. Second Kings chapter 5, verse 25. Can somebody read it? 25 through all the way to 27.
When he went in to his master, Elijah asked him, where have you been, Uzziah? I haven't been anywhere, he replied. But Elisha asked him, don't you realize that I was there in spirit when Nahum stepped down from his chariot to meet you? Is this the time to receive money and clothing, olive groves and vineyards, sheep and cattle, and male and female servants?
Go ahead, 27.
Because you have done this, you and your descendants will suffer from Naaman's leprosy forever.
Forever. Right there. Stop right there. Do you see that? Forever. So that means his sons, grandsons, great-great-grandsons will have leprosy. Correct? So the curses can be for generations, and you're not realizing. You can have curses behind your back because your grandfather or your father or your mother or your grandmother do something wrong and keep that curse in your family, but you don't know. You became a Christian. You say, well, I'm a new believer, and they say all the things are past. 2 Corinthians 5:17 said that. But if you don't break with these curses in your life, is what's going to happen to you? Your finances never grow. You buy a car, and a year later, that car is not good. And you blame me, they sold me a lemon. Right? You're trying to buy a house and you never make it to pay the mortgage. You can name it on and on and on in your life. Why is this happening to me? Why I have to be in these kind of situations? Because you don't know what your family heritage is dead. And maybe you need to break with those curses today. So your question is maybe, well, Pastor, how I do that? This is a history. This is was a pastor. I was listening to this. This is a pastor, 20 years ministering, and he never can own a house. And you say, what? Pastor? He can never own a house? So he went to a fasting and a prayer to the mountain for 7 days. And in one of the 7 days, God spoke to him in the spirit and take him back to the past, to what his grandfather did. And the grandfather did alliance with the devil. So that curse was in his families. And the curse says they can never own nothing in the land. And he saw in the visions, he saw a snake in the vision. And in the spirit, he killed the snake and he break. And that moment, he broke that curse in his family. But you need to be focused. This is a spiritual stuff. You need to figure it out. In United States, the witchcraft and stuff like that, it's not practicing, but you not realizing sometimes. And when he came back to his home, he went to the attorney and said, I want this house to be in my name. He put his house in his name. He started to prosper. His church is starting to grow all the way to like 2,000-3,000 people in the church. But because that curse his grandfather did many years before was affecting his life. Do you know, can you be in the same situation? You can be being affected for something you inherited behind your life. Did it. And you don't know because they never told you. Right? Naaman? I want to try to say this right. This name is right because I have it in Spanish in my mind. So imagine I'm doing two jobs. I'm thinking in Spanish, processing in English to speaking in English. So I'm working hard in my mind right now. Golly. Get him out. Three things, or two things he did wrong. He went and lied to Gacy. He went and lied to Naaman, telling that Elijah told him to give him money, horses, sheep, women, men, whatever. You know, camels, everything. And then he took it and hid it. That's the second thing. And then Elijah asked him, where you been? And what did he say to the prophet? Nowhere. I was in my house. I was doing nothing. Right? What's right or wrong? Let's go. Let's see in the passage. Okay? Verse 26. Come on. Somebody read it.
He said unto him, went not man's heart with thee when the man turned again from his chariot to meet thee? Is it time to receive money and to receive garments and olive yards and vineyards and sheep and oxen and manservants and maidservants?
Uh-huh. Do you think you can fool God? Do you think you can fool the Lord? And that's why he get what he get. His generation forever will be cursed with the leprosy from Naaman. So that means his sons, his grandsons, great-grandsons, all that generation will have the same curses all the way to the last one. Be alive. And it can happen to our life is. Why? We don't know. We don't make that mistake. We don't have nothing to do with this. I don't do this pact with Satan. I don't make these curses in my with deal with the devil. Why I have to pay for it? Well, this is the way to break these curses. Let's go to Proverbs 26, verse 2. Another person. I wanted you to be involved. Proverbs 26. Mm-hmm. Do you see that the curses never ending for no reasons? There has to be something be done to those curses get to your life. Right or wrong? You got it? 26:2. Mm-hmm. Well, see, the curses don't come just because the devil wanted to give it to you. It's coming for a reason. Do you understand? Mm-hmm. Huh? Go ahead.
Like a fluttering sparrow or a darting swallow, an undeserved curse will not land on its intended victim.
Mm-hmm. You know, I cannot break with this with this habit I have. It's like the person, sorry, I don't want to get in anybody's thoughts, but the person who wanted to lose pounds and he said, I do everything the books tell me to do with the diet, but I cannot lose pounds. What do you think happening? That person is lying to himself. Because he's doing the wrong things. And when nobody's seeing, he's eating ice cream or chocolates or cookies or yes or no. Because if you do diet, you eating the right things, you will lose pounds. Seriously. Oh, I exercise every morning, I run 4 miles. But when you come home, big glass of chocolate, hot, steamy, with cream in the top and some cookies and pancakes and... Let me stop because now you guys want to leave to eat and will leave me alone here talking to the walls. Anyways. Everybody here, counting me, the first one, everybody here, we have bad habits. We do. If you say no, you're lying to yourself. You do have bad habits. You have curses in your family you need to break. And I've been, when I'm listening to this message and I'm processing this message to myself, because one of the things I do when I want to preach, the first thing I do is to analyze the message to myself. This talking to me. And I said to myself, I don't know why my dad dead in his past, or my grandfathers, or my grandmothers, or I started to pray. And it's like the person who married once and marries twice, married with another one, leave one woman and go to the other one, or men to do the same thing, they're never going to be happier because they never fix the first problem with the first one. So they carry on the curses with them. You understand? So it's something you need to break. It's like, well, Pastor, I'm a nice person. I don't get in trouble, but you never know. Analyze yourself. Analyze your life. Okay, we got one phase. We have three more to go. Okay? The heart of Gacy. Oh, Gacy, why are you only pronounce? Okay, that's what I said. You need to speak some Spanish with me because I will talk to you some names in Spanish and you need to get it in English. So we are connected in this one, all right? So I will say it in Spanish, you translate it, your mind in English, and woohoo, we okay. Good. Gacy, he was with what kind of heart? Tell me about it. What do you think about this guy? His heart was corrupted. His love was what? Oh, you don't think he think about it and say, wow, with all these offerings he's giving us, the camels and the chips and whatever, whatever, because Naaman was a rich man. He got big package. So he wanted to give to Elisha a good offering, but he said, no, I don't need it. And he almost don't do what Elisha told him to do. Think about it. He was so proud. Oh, but I can go to a better rivers and swim. And he tell me to go to this palm in the back and was full of muck and dirt and dead bears and birds and crocodiles and what is coming from the farm next door with, you know, from the cows when they clean the, you know, for the cows. And you want me to swim that? And his servant told him, hey, if he asks you to do, he asks you to buy or whatever, you don't do it, right? So do this and get it over. And he did it. And he got clean from his leprosy. Right? But Gehazi was on the other side. He wants what he has. Oh, Elisha. That's the first lie he made. He went to him and tell him, no, Elisha told me to give it to me. Give me what the offering him in the beginning. He said, give it to me and take it back to him. First. Second, he went to Elisha and told him, no, I don't do nothing. I was in my house. So that he got what he deserved, or no? You think he got what he deserved? So if we are in that kind of situations, I don't want nobody to tell me, but you have something in your heart you need to clean. Today is the day. Today is the day to analyze yourself. I don't know. I don't know what God, I'm dealing with myself. I have my bad habits. And I don't tell you what it is. And please, sweetheart, don't tell anybody. Everybody has something hiding in his life. And we don't know what's happening with our families. So the curses we have for generations coming, today we can break with that. You just have to reach out the Lord. You have to reach God. You have to tell the Lord, I don't know how to deal with this anymore. I'm trying everything I can. But I don't know what to do anymore. And it's embarrassing because you feel bad. You come into church and you say, I'm a hypocrite. I'm a hypocrite because I know what I did, what happened to me in my heart, and I need to break this, but I don't know what to do. And how many times you pray about it? How many times you put your knees in the ground and say, God, Lord, please take away for this for me? We have something called smartphones. And the smartphone can be used for good things. And you can find anything in there. When I say anything, means anything. If you don't find it in Amazon, then you go to eBay. If you don't find it in eBay, you go to whoever website. But you find what you need. Or whatever you want to see. Seriously. It's like you today, a 5, 6 year old kids, they don't ask you for toys. What they ask you? Oh, grandma, can you buy me a smartphone? Yeah. I see that happening. Kids 5, 6 years old, and you have some. You as my age guy, you know, young guys like us, we have some trouble sometimes to get through the phones because we don't know what buttons to press on the phones, and you are a 5 years old come, oh, give it to me, and it's done. You say, my God, have it, smart kid. But you don't know what's happening behind, So it's time for us to stand up. It's time for us to realize in our life is what is right and what is wrong. Seriously. It's in my family, my grandma died for cancer. My mom died for cancer, so I expecting to die for what? Break that course today. Break it out. Done. No more. Oh, but my grandfather was alcoholic. My father was an alcoholic. And I have to be alcoholic?
No.
Break it out. Break it out. Seriously. You break the curse on your family. Done. Right? Because you believe in God. God's word is telling us. We can break those things. But we have to be submitted. The submission to God is what it's all about. One day at a time. And we sing a song like that. One day at a time. My Jesus is all. Help me today. Oh my God, we died for hunger. You had to sing for with me. Do you guys eat breakfast today? Who like football here? When you was watching the Super Bowl and you pick a team and your team wins, what do? Oh, they win. Oh, they finally win. You started to jump like chicken without hair. Ah! Ah! I tell you, they win. La, la, la. I know Pastor Jonathan is laughing in the hospital, and the people in the hospital are thinking he's getting crazy because he had a stone. I don't know where, and it's because he listened to a crazy Panamanian guy preaching today. I prefer to be called crazy in the Lord, the crazy in the world. Hallelujah. Or maybe you're telling in your mind and say, well, this guy don't convince me yet. But I don't have to convince you. It's the Lord who has to talk to you. It's God who's trying to talk to you. It's God who's trying to change your mind.
If you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you can do so today. Please pray this simple prayer with me. Lord Jesus, I believe that you are Christ, the Son of the living God, that you died for my sins. I am a sinner. I need a Savior. Lord Jesus, come into my heart and be Lord of my life today. I ask this all in Jesus' name, and fill me with your wonderful Holy Spirit. Amen.
You have been listening to Living the Abundant Life with Pastor Jonathan McLean, coming to you from Abundant Life Assembly of God Church. This program is aired each Sunday, 5 a.m. and 5 p.m. If you would like to be a partner with us in support of this ministry, you may do so by going to AbundantLifeStewart.com. Please send all correspondence to Abundant Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1349, Stewart, Florida 34995. Jesus said, I have come that you may have life and have it more abundantly.
Nothing is impossible.
Water to